morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. We have 9 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got all kinds of warnings going on. We have a small craft advisory in effect until 10 a.m. this morning, a gale warning from then on through this afternoon, and a gale watch in effect from this evening through Thursday morning. That means more weather is rolling in off the Pacific. We have a warm front moving inland through today. An occluded front will move northeast over our waters on Thursday, moving inland on Friday, and another warm front stemming from a Pacific, from the Pacific ahead of a Gulf of Alaska low will move northeast on inland Saturday morning. So this is musical storms. This is kind of what I like to say. One storm after another. Today, south winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25, rising to 30 knots later on. West swells 14 feet at 13 seconds apart, subsiding to 11 at 12 seconds in the afternoon. Rain is in the forecast. The Columbia River bar is on yellow status so far. The seas are predicted to rise in height a little bit, which means that the bar pilots become a bit choosy about which ships can safely come into the river. And so that yellow status indicates that maybe not all ships will get to come in when they arrive outside the river. They may have to wait out there. And vessels that are upriver thinking to come downriver and leave may have to wait until the weather improves. And this all has to do with conditions on the bar, the tide. If there's a really strong ebb and the conditions are really unruly, they might just hold a ship for a few hours until those conditions improve. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a really cool research vessel that's coming into the port of Astoria today. I was fortunate to go aboard this vessel numerous times years ago when she was in Astoria having some pretty serious equipment difficulties. And as a result, she was there at the port of Astoria for months. And I got to go on board a few times and talk to her science officer and learned a great deal about the ship's mission and just about what it's like on a research vessel. So I'll talk with you about that. And if we have time, we'll talk about the concept of ammonia as a ship fuel, but that might have to wait until tomorrow. We'll see. But always so much to talk about. But first of all, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, 2 in our Astoria anchorage, and 2 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The African Osprey is arriving from Honolulu, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll probably get there about 1 p.m., maybe 2:30 or so today. She's going to be going upriver eventually to the port of Portland to pick up potash. The Osakana is arriving from Singapore, headed for the port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 and arrive then in Vancouver about 8:30 p.m. Maybe copper concentrate could be her cargo. And the Marcus G. Langseth is a research vessel arriving this evening, probably about 10:30 or so, at the port of Astoria from Newport. She's I'll explain about her in just a minute, but she's quite a famous research vessel coming into the port of Astoria. The ATB Ocean Reliance is arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum in that articulated tug and barge rig. She'll pass Astoria maybe about 9:30 p.m. inbound, maybe 3:30 a.m. in Portland. The Bulk Phoenix is arriving from South Korea, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. Maybe about midnight past Astoria, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning in Vancouver. I think she's a wheat ship. In the Astoria anchorage, 2 ships are awaiting orders, the Pan Topaz and the Star Virginia. I think they may both be wheat carriers who will ultimately go upriver and pick up wheat. And on outbounders, the Nave Polaris, that's that ship that had a tug off its stern for most of last week, is on the schedule to leave the port at Kalama there, port westward, with ethanol. She's scheduled to depart about 7:30 this morning. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 9:30. And people asked me a lot of questions about that ship. I talked about it on Monday. There was a tug off her stern that was actually a Foss Maritime tug. I wanted to correct that from what I said. P.J. Brix is her name. She was purchased by Foss from Brix Maritime in the early 90s, and she is a Foss Maritime tug, which makes sense because Foss has a very big presence on the river and actually owns the pilot boat that the Columbia River Bar and River Pilots use. It is based right here in Astoria. Just so interesting, the whole culture of and industry of tugboats on the river, as we talked about this week earlier. And our final outbounder for the day is the SM Mumbai. She's a container ship. I get so happy about this. Leaving Portland about 6:30, might see her running lights going by Astoria around midnight, but container ships are back on the Columbia. Let's talk about this ship that's coming into Astoria today, the Marcus G. Langseth. Probably, oh my gosh, it was probably 10 years ago maybe that she came in here. I've been doing the ship report about 17 years, so somewhere in there she came to Astoria. Research vessels like to come into Astoria when they're on the Pacific coast because it's relatively close to the mouth of the river. And so a vessel can come in a couple of hours, get to a place where they can change crews, get fuel, reload their supplies. So it can be very handy. In this case, the Marcus G. Langseth came in and out a few times, and then she had some pretty serious equipment problems that caused her to stay at the dock for a couple months here in Astoria. And as a result, I was able to go on board. I met her science officer. His name was Ted Kaczynski. A shout out to you, Ted, if you are still there. I think he might be retired by now. But at any rate, I learned a lot about research vessels and how they work. So research vessels are essentially a kind of a ship for hire in that they make their living by taking on scientific crews who pay for time to go out to prove and experiment with scientific theses related to projects that they're working on. And this particular vessel is a seismic research vessel. I can read a little bit about her. She can provide both 2D and 3D maps of the Earth's structure miles below the surface. Expeditions have collected sediment cores for understanding climate variations throughout Earth's history, and they have remotely operated vehicles to go down to the bottom of the ocean. So this vessel can do a lot of work. She is owned by Columbia University, or at least operated by Columbia University's Earth Institute. And she is with the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory's Office of Marine Operations. And so quite an amazing vessel. She has a tower on the ship for and observing marine life, because part of what they do is seismic. And so they were, at that time when I spoke to them, required to have a marine mammal observer on board, because they had to look around and make sure that there were no marine mammals like dolphins or whales anywhere near the ship when they were doing some of the kinds of research that they do. But scientists would vie for the chance, and probably still do, to get on board the Marcus G. Langseth and do the research that they do. I learned so much about that kind of research. I also learned about the concept of earth tides, which is just fascinating, which is that when the water goes up and down, when the gravitational pull on the earth causes the water to go up and down, it also causes the earth to go up and down a little bit. And part of the data that the Marcus G. Langseth collected over the years was all this data of how high up, how far up and down the earth tides are, which are not nearly as dramatic as water tides. But anyway, such an interesting world of the research vessels that occasionally come into the port here. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. We'll talk about ammonia tomorrow, which is another very interesting topic as a possible ship fuel. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.